I want to help you with this, okay? I don't want you to make that mistake. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. What Scriptures? Well, Isaiah 53. Let's look at Isaiah 53, verse 8. He's taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off, killed. He's killed in verse 8. He's cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Verse 9, they made his grave, there he's buried. They made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Joseph Arimathea, a rich man, came to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Now he's killed in verse 8, he's buried in verse 9. Now look at verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he, God, shall see his seed, his child, and do what? Prolong his days. Now, how do you prolong somebody's days when you kill them in verse 8, you bury them in verse 9? How do you prolong their days? You've got to raise them from the dead. So there's the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures. If you're just visiting here tonight and you believe that gospel, there's no reason whatsoever for you to be lost. You can put your faith and trust and confidence in God to save you. You can repent of your sins. The Bible teaches for the times of this ignorance God has winked at. But now it commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And you can confess Christ is Lord. The Bible teaches that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And then the Bible teaches we need to be baptized into Christ, which is a reenactment of the gospel. Know ye not, so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, Romans 6:3, were baptized into his death, there's death. Therefore being buried, there's burial. Therefore being buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised, there's resurrection, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. If you're here tonight, you need to become a Christian. If you need the help of the church or the prayers of the church, you have sin in your life. Won't you come now while we stand and sing?
I keep falling in love with him over and over and over, over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over, over again. And he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my God and I keep falling in love with him over